Welcome back to the Radiant Babe podcast. It's your girl, Victoria Lynn, and I'm stoked that you are here today. It has been a while, you guys. I know I wasn't here last week, but I'm back now. I was literally in full-blown mommy duty, and I'm not mad about it. Honestly, those times, like, I just feel like, wow, God, like, you are strong when I'm weak, and like, you're the one that gets me through, like, being a mother. You're the one that empowers me to be a mother, and it just makes me, I feel like, more, when I come out of, like, these trials, I come out stronger, obviously. You guys, so before we begin, I want to share a wholesome moment that happened recently. So many wholesome moments have been happening lately because, you know, my daughter is in, like, this, like, her butterfly stage, like, where she's constantly, like, I feel like growing before my eyes, like, as a toddler, you know, I see it, like, when you have a baby and, you know, the months go by, it's like, oh, you get to see these milestones, but it's just, like, as a toddler, she's just, like, becoming, like a full-blown toddler right before my eyes, like, I can't even believe, like, how much she talks and how chatty she is, and I just love her so much. But anyways, like, some cute moments that have been happening with us is that her and I will go on mom walks, and I'll pick her, like, dandelions in front of, I'll stop to, like, pick out, like, dandelions from, like, neighbors' front yards, and I'm just like, hey, we doing you guys a favor, but, yeah, she loves it. I pick it, and then she, like, collects it. She's just, like, holding it on our walk as I'm just, like, pushing her in the stroller. And it's the cutest thing. I'm, like, thinking about even getting her a basket so she can collect her little flowers. But yeah, that has been super sweet. And I hope that when I tell you guys these wholesome moments, that it encourages you to look for the good in your life all around you. Like, there's always good happening in your life. All around you today. I mean, the fact that you're breathing, you're alive, it's a miracle. And, you know, like, God still has a purpose for your life. Even if you feel like this purpose is going by slow, God's not revealing it to me soon enough. Like, he's definitely doing something. He's developing your character in this secret, in the hidden space. But yeah, anyways, let's get into this topic, shall we? So today, I actually want to ask you a question. Have you ever dimmed your light and shrunk back, like, because you didn't want to, like, offend a family member or a coworker, or just, you know, because you make them feel uncomfortable? Well, today, I just want to encourage you that, like, that's happened to me before. You're not alone. And I just really felt like a burning in my heart to talk about this because I'm tired of the enemy picking on us as you know, my sister in Christ. You're my sister in Christ. Like, I'm tired of seeing the enemy. I'm tired of seeing the enemy pick on us. When we are children of God, we carry God's light. We are meant to shine his light and not let the enemy dim our light. We can just tell him to oh my gosh, we can stomp on the enemy and let him know that greater is he living in us than he who's in the world. So we don't have to please man. All we have to do is keep our eyes fixed on the Lord and please God, honestly. And it can be hard to do that, especially when you know, when your light makes other people feel uncomfortable. And I feel like, you know, when that happens, it's like, well, you know, as Christians, as women of God, like, there are things that make us feel uncomfortable, and we don't, you know, we're not, like, aggressive, at these people, when we don't agree with some of these people, you know, and I just really felt like there's some of you out there who, you know, they're going through, like, warfare of, you know, being, like, shrinking back who you are because you're just, like, you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm too much. Like there's some of you out there who are, like, shrinking back who you are because you feel like you're too much, but literally God put his light inside of you to shine so bright. And, like, Like, don't let anyone dim it. Don't let anyone dim your light, no matter who they are, whether they're your family members, whether they're your friends, your coworkers. If you have friends like that, I would just say, like, cut them out immediately if they're trying to dim your light, because that's not a friend. But that's a whole nother topic. But yeah, I've been there many times where the enemy has tried to silence me, silence my voice and who I am, because he sees me as a threat. So he sees you as a threat. If he's trying to silence you, if he's trying to dim your light, and he's trying to, like, make you feel like, oh, I'm too much for just to be around anyone. Like, I have to, like, hide in a shell and not be myself. Like, that is what the enemy is trying to do. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. He's out to silence us and discourage us and make us overthink, or, you know, like, overthink everything. So yeah, just know the schemes of the enemy, and fight back against them with the entire armor of God on, putting the entire armor of God on, and also the mind of Christ on. I'm really hyped right now, because I feel like the name of Jesus is definitely offensive to some people, because it's like, he's real. Like, that's how offensive, like, that's how real, you know, like, Jesus is, because, like, people don't get mad when you talk about Buddha, when you talk about Muhammad, when you talk about their other gods. But when you talk about Jesus, like, some people literally start to manifest anger. They start to manifest these demons that are hiding in them. They're, like, dwelling in them, and they get angry. They're just like, you know? And it's literally like, the Bible says we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against the spiritual realm. We fight against principalities, evil darkness, evil wicked forces, things that we can't see, spiritual things. So when you find yourself in a disagreement or a heated argument where someone's trying to dim your light or keep you quiet, silence you, or even make you feel like you're too much, and you shouldn't be who God has called you to be, then you know you're not talking to that person. You're talking to the spirit behind them, the spirit that is operating in them. And usually it's a demonic spirit. But anyways, it's crazy. You guys, it gets deep. All right. We got to have our spiritual lenses on. Okay. But anyways, I just wanted to read right now. It brings me to the book of Acts. Like, I always think about it, Acts 4. I've had, like, this huge revelation about the book of Acts, and, well, I mean, Acts chapter 4, especially because, you know, this is the times we're living in. So, Acts chapter 4, I'm going to start from verse 13 through 22, read through 22, and I want to just kind of break it down for you. It's basically Peter and John, and they're preaching the gospel. They're sharing the good news about Jesus, and the religious people are, like, out to get them. They're just like, oh my gosh, like, these men need to stop preaching in the name of Jesus. And because they know there's power. So signs and wonders were following God's, like, Jesus's disciples, like his apostles, these people that were walking with Jesus and now, like, actually doing the works of God, like sharing the gospel and healing the sick, and all these signs and wonders are following them, and the religious people are getting angry. So we leave off here, verse 13, Acts 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, so the religious people saw, you know, they're preaching in the name of Jesus, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. And honestly, like, that verse, like, really, I had a deep revelation on that verse before, because, like, you know, we think, like, oh my gosh, like, pastors, like, prophets, like, leaders, like, in our church, like, they are the ones that can hear God. But honestly, like, you can hear the Lord too. You can be as close to, as near, or as far as you want to the Lord. You can hear the Lord. You have the same access to the voice of God, like, than a pastor or a prophet or a leader in the church, because, you know, we have the word of God here, and it's just a matter of, like, how how much do we want to hear him? Like, are we hungry enough to hear him? Are we opening up his word and reading it? So it says right here, like, that Peter and John were not even educated. Like, these religious people were just like, whoa, like, this is for real. Like, they are not even educated, but, like, they realized that something was different about them. And what was different about them is that they marveled and realized that they had been with Jesus. So when you're with Jesus, when you're in the secret place, when you're in prayer, when you're fasting, when you're prophesying, when words of prophetic words come out of your mouth rather than, like, death and doom and gloom, then people will realize that, like, okay, there's something different about that girl. Like, she, the way she speaks, the way she operates in the faith, the way she is, like, you know, they'll see that, like, your God is real. So I just wanted to share that with you, especially because, like, you know, like, we have access to the Lord, and we have the same Holy Spirit as our pastors and our leaders. And I just thank God for that. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that we can go out and see a person and see them hurting, and God can tell us something about them, and we can prophesy over their life. We can speak life. We have communion with God, with Jesus. And we can do the will of God because he's given us his Holy Spirit. So yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to encourage you with that. Anyways, Peter and John were bold, and they didn't stop. They didn't stop, and they didn't stop for no one. And then it goes on by saying, "And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, 'What shall we do to these men? For indeed, that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it.'" So, like, they couldn't even, like, deny the miracles that were happening, the miracles that were following these men of God who were brave and who were bold and courageous, and they were proclaiming the name of Jesus and sharing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And so they called again, verse 18, it says, "So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus." Okay, so this is the times we're living in, you guys. Like, we are literally living in the times where, like, the enemy is trying to silence us so hard right now. We're living in the time where the enemy is trying to silence us so hard right now. He's trying to intimidate Christians. He's trying to make us shrink back and not be ourselves and not shine our light because we don't want to offend people, because people are walking on eggshells. Like, it's like, oh, you're walking on eggshells with the world because you don't want to say the wrong thing. And then the world attacks the Christian, and the Christian feels like, oh my gosh, like, I just don't want drama. Well, God's not saying go after drama. God's saying be yourself, shine your light, love God, love people, share the love of God with others. And the only reason why Christians do this is because they know that, like, once you've experienced the love of God, the freedom that you have in Christ, like, they just want to share it with the entire world because they believe that they want other people to experience that freedom. For example, for me, it was freedom from addiction to alcohol. I was addicted to alcohol, like, at a young age. I was like 16 years old, getting into, like, alcohol and partying and drugs and, like, all of that. And you know, basically, like, I'm trying to gather in my thoughts here. The world will want to silence us as Christians, but, like, you know, like, God doesn't want us to stay silent. Like, he wants us to speak up. He wants other people to be set free. Okay, this is where I was going with it. I was going with it, like, basically, I was bound to all these things. I was bound to anger. I was bound to anxiety. I was bound to depression. I was bound to, like, just mental health issues, battles in my mind. I was bound to mental health issues, battles in my mind, anxiety, depression, fear. I feared man. You know, I was bound to so many things. Like, I was bound to things that, like, kept me stagnant. You know, like, I just thought life was like, Life's good. I'm drinking all the time. I'm partying all the time. Like, life's good. But God showed me another way. I could be set free from my anxiety, from my depression, from my anger, from my frustration. And he set me free from all of it. So basically, like, when God has done something so miraculous like that for you, and he's healed me physically from ailments that, like miraculously, like, he's healed my skin, and you've experienced the love of God so deeply, like, then you just want to share it with everyone. You want other people to experience the same love of God. And especially we as Christians have convictions where, like, we know heaven and hell are real, and we're just trying to make heaven crowded, okay? So if you get angry at a Christian, if you're not a Christian listening to this, and you get angry at Christian people, like, they're just honestly trying to help you out, because hell's a real place. Hell's a place where there's weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Hell's a place where you will burn forever, and you're in eternity, rather than, like, wouldn't you want to go to heaven to be, like, where life just begins? Like, you get a whole new body. You get to dance. You get to worship God. You get to, like, there's so much beyond, like, after death. Actually, when you're a Christian and you believe, like, wholeheartedly, like, you are, like, wholeheartedly saved and surrendered to the Lord, like, you get to heaven, and, like, there, like, your life actually begins. Whereas with hell, like, you're basically tormented for the rest of eternity. So yeah, that's why we're so on fire for God, because we just want to make heaven crowded. But anyways, besides that, that's another thing that keeps us going. We have the fear of the Lord. We're like, okay, we're not gonna stop here. And that's why the fear of the Lord is so important, versus like, you know, being afraid of man or being afraid to offend someone. The fear of the Lord is so important, because, like, it's so important than, you know, being afraid of man, because being afraid of man and what they're going to say, like, basically look at what they say next. Peter and John, they say, after the religious people say, you know, I forbid you to talk in the name of Jesus anymore, to pray for people, you know, I forbid you to heal people in the name of Jesus. I forbid you to do miracles in Jesus' name. It's like, what if, like, someone was telling you, like, stop in the streets evangelizing, when you have the power of God in you, and you know that power flows out of you when you pray, and God's giving you that authority and that anointing, like, and someone's telling you to stop? Oh, that's the devil right there. That is the devil. You got to know he's trying to stop us. But, you know, him and his little minions, and, you know, he uses people. He uses, like, people. So the spirit behind the person, like, love the person in front of you, which is, like, a whole nother topic, but, like, fight the spirit behind you. So we obviously got to ask God for wisdom and love, like, wisdom and love and courage to love bravely, and, you know, share the gospel and share our stories, pray for people, see people the way God sees them. Anyways, so Peter and John say, whether it's right in the sight, Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So they're basically saying, like, you really think I'm going to listen to you over the command of my chief commanding officer, which is Jesus, which is the Lord Jesus Christ? Like, if God told me to go, I'm going to go. And that's the thing. Like, I've been stopped, like, you know, like, if, like, you ever feel a tug in your heart to go pray for a person, or to go share, like, something that God shared to you about them, like, special knowledge, like, a prophetic word, a prayer, like, and there's someone who, like, opposes, like, you, like, I already said it, like, it's the enemy, like, you already know right away, like, I rebuke you. Just say I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, because I don't need this right now. This is the enemy trying to stop the plans of God, and sometimes in these moments, like, people could get set free from whatever they're dealing with. It could be suicidal thoughts, it could be anything. And honestly, I'm so passionate about this, because it's like, you know, every single day, like, people are taking their lives. People are literally, like, thinking, like, you know, they're listening to demonic spirits, which probably come in a form of, like, you know, like, an ancestor or a wise person, and they're telling them, like, if you take your life, like, you know, life's going to be so much better. You don't need your life, you know, like, but in reality, that's a demon, a demonic force that's coming against, you know, those people and lying to them. And unfortunately, some people, like, they do take their lives, and that's not the way it was supposed to end, because the enemy, they fell into the trap of the devil, who is the prince of lies, who is the prince of lies. He's just a liar. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy everything. So that's why I'm passionate too, because I'm just like, I'm done with the enemy bullying us. I'm done with the enemy taking lives of people that we love around us, people that have a hope that God said he gave a hope and a future to. And if you don't believe that God gave you a hope and a future, like, think again. He's the God who literally, before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you. He literally knew you. He thought about you. He was like, I am going to make this person, whatever your name is. And he was like, she's going to be, you know, brown hair or blonde hair, whatever, fair skin, big eyes. You know, he knows the details. He knit you in your mother's womb. And he says that in the Bible, it says that his plans for you are to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. So what is, like, obviously the devil, he's a fallen angel and he's defeated. But his plan here on this world is to sabotage the good plans God has for your life. So yeah, anyways, that's why being a passionate Christian, like, there's nothing wrong with you if you are one. I'm one, and you know, I'm not going to stop for anyone. I'm not going to stop at all. I'm not going to stop saying of all the good things that Jesus has done for me. I'm not going to stop loving people and praying for them and prophesying over them. I'm going to keep going because God said so. Not because someone's trying to come over here and intimidate me and say, if you don't stop, I'm going to do XYZ to you. Like, okay, try. Okay. God will take care of me, you know. There was even a point where Paul and Silas were thrown in prison, and they're like, okay, like, you know, I'm in prison, and God turned that around for good, you know. So being radical, like, I love, like, there's nothing wrong with being a radical Christian is what I want to say. And honestly, that's the best place you want to be. Like, you want to keep getting your oil every day. You want to get a fresh new fire every day. You don't want the same bread and the same meat you had from yesterday. You want a fresh meal every single day. You want to get to know God on a deeper level every single day. That's where you want to be. And that's how we grow as Christians. That's how we grow as women of God who know our authority, who know our identity in Jesus Christ. And yeah, the enemy just wants to keep us silent, stagnant, and dim our light. And I'm done with that. Okay. Verse 21 says, So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. So they couldn't even deny, like, okay, like, we're trying to put, like, all these, like, false accusations against you, which the enemy also is the accuser of brethren. So that just shows you too that the enemy is working behind these religious people to stop, you know, the will of God. And you know, they really couldn't find a reason, like, to throw them, to punish them. And because God had them covered. And I just want to encourage you today that, like, God has you covered. God has you covered no matter what situation you find yourself in, whether you're sticking up for your values at work and you're just like, you know what, I'm not going to partake in this, like, this month or this holiday, whatever it is that brings confusion to people, you know, like, for example, like, you know, like, people who are part of the alphabet community, where they, you know, it's just a bunch of confusion. But we know that, like, as Christians, like, we're not going to partake in that because we have a conviction, and you should have a conviction if you call yourself a woman of God. Like, you should have a conviction to speak out in love and bravery and just say, like, look, like God, he's formed man and woman. He formed man from dust, like, and he formed woman from a man's rib, and like, look, like, I love you, but like, I can't agree with this, like, I can't, like, agree with a lie, like, because the devil's a father of lies, and I'm not going to agree with a lie from the devil, but I'm going to agree with God who created us, like, who created us, and he's by no mistake, basically, like, he is he's created us in his image, and our original identity is, man and woman, and, you know, that's just an example, but, like, there's so many other examples, like, I could go on about, like, where literally the Bible says, like, woe to him who says good is evil and evil is good, and that's literally the times we're living in right now. We're living in the times of people thinking, like, all these crazy things, like, I can't even believe, like, even pedophilia trying to be normalized, like, not under my watch, like I know what pedophilia is, and I'm not gonna normalize that no matter what politicians say or whatever laws are being passed. Like, I know, like, what is right and what is wrong, and I'm not gonna, like, I know what's right and what's wrong, and I'm not gonna let the world define, like, the future of this next generation, or I'm not going to let the world define, like, this generation now, and even like, my own identity, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to let the world shape my views on, like, what is right and what's wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, I'm going to obviously stand up in love and truth, and there's going to be a time, I'm telling you right now, if you're a woman of God, where you're going to face, like, you're going to either face the fear of man versus the fear of God, whether they're going to be trying to shove an idea down your throat because you work for them, or because, like, you know, you want to keep the peace, like, in your family or whatever, like, oh, you're just saying, oh, that's fine, like, you know, little Johnny boy can hang out with, like, your child, because your child, like, you know, your child is obviously, like, confused or whatever, and you're, like, you know, like, Are you gonna allow, like, your child to be around, like, family members who are practicing witchcraft, and because the world says witchcraft is okay, or, like, you're gonna be around family members? Are you gonna say anything to a family member, like, if they're indoctrinating their kids and thinking, like, oh, it's okay, that's just the way it is, like, let them be, let them try to be, like, let them choose their own gender or whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you going to basically, like, stand up for the word of God and what his truth says about our of righteousness and our identity and our purpose and just our values, or are you gonna just let it fly by, you know? And I think that's the point we're gonna get to. Honestly, I just pray that you have the fear of the Lord, because, like, at the end of the day, like, all this doesn't even matter, like, because when you die and you get to heaven, like, and you meet God face to face, when you die and you get to heaven and you meet God face to face, like, you're going to have to be held accountable for the things you know and the things you did and the things you said, everything, the things you didn't say, the things you said, the things you complied to, the things that, if God was like, hey, like, that's not right, and you didn't listen to that, or, hey, I need you to speak up in love, or, hey, I need you to do this, I need you to be a part of, you know, the school board, I need you to be a part of, like, run for politics, whatever he asks of you, because we're all in different spheres, like, I just want to encourage you that, you know, like, the fear of God is way greater than the fear of man. It says in the Bible, actually, that to fear, like, don't fear man, for the man that can kill our body, but, like, fear God, who actually can kill our body and our soul, like, basically, like, who can send us to hell, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, who's threatening us here on earth, like, you better listen to everything that I'm saying, or else, like, you know, I'm coming after you and your family or whatever. Like, if you're fearing them more than God, like, that's a sad life to live, you know? Because, like, God is our protector. God is our provider. God is our vindicator. God is the one who watches over us. So we're going to speak. We're going to be bold as Christians. And we're not going to back down. And we're going to keep rising up in our voices whenever the Lord asks us to. So, yeah, that's it. I hope that I made my point. You know, I think I made my point clear. But, yeah. I hope that, you know, that my last encouraging word was basically to fear God and obey him over man. Like, ask him to give you wisdom and courage and keep shining your light in whatever sphere you're in, because the world needs you. The world needs your light. And God, like, God is just like, I'm so proud of you. You know, I'm so proud of you for sharing your faith, for sharing your stories, for loving on people and taking people out of the darkness, because, like, you know, like, there's so much goodness to go around, goodness of God to go around. And, like, there's so much room in heaven. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he wants us to be with him. And whether you believe heaven or hell is real, like, shoot, it is real. And I pray that the Lord gives you a revelation. God gives you a revelation of how real heaven and hell is, and how real he is, how real his love for you is. And that, you know, the veil comes off of your eyes, your own eyes. If you have any scales on your eyes, or if you're offended at this chat that I'm having, you know what I'm saying? And I just pray, like, that, you know, you keep just being you and letting God mold you into the woman of God he's called you to be. And, you know, even if you're in the beginning stages of being, like, becoming a woman of God, like, you still are a woman of God, and God sees that you're trying every day. And you're trying every day to continue to, like, grow in your relationship and knowing him every day. And that's what matters, that he sees your effort, that, like, you want to grow close to him and your hunger. And I think that's what, like, he desires for us to keep our lights burning for him. And until the day of his arrival, until the day he calls us home, either we leave, like, either we die. No one knows the day or the hour God is returning, but also either we die, you know, whenever our end date is, or, you know, he comes before we die and takes us to heaven. I love that song from Circuit Riders. I literally have it stuck in my head. It's like, if I live, I live. If I die, I die. I'm already crucified with Christ. Come erase my name, glory and all fame. Okay, anyways, all for Jesus. I hope that you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that today's episode blessed you. I'm so glad to be back. I feel like I'm even on more on fire than I was before, and all glory to God. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for you, and just like what the Lord is doing here at the Radiant Babe. It's slow but beautiful growth, and I know that it's good soil. I know that he's working, he's moving, and he's doing his thing, and I'm just so grateful for it. I'm grateful that you're a part of this community. If you want, follow us on Instagram at the Radiant Babe, and on TikTok at the Radiant Babe. I'm like, the Radiant Babe. I honestly don't remember. It's going to be in the description box, because I had to make a new TikTok account because I got logged out of my other one a long time ago. Yeah, long story, don't know why, but yeah. Anyways, I love you, and I will talk to you soon. Peace. Bye.